Back here on a Wednesday. Tomorrow we're live at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital for Heart Month. We'll be visiting with several guests. Michael Hicks will not be one of them, but he is joining us this morning, the new president and CEO of HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. He begins his position in April. Good morning, sir. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about your background. You spent some time. We have sister stations in Lafayette. You're a Purdue guy, right?
I am a Purdue. I did some time in the Purdue system in a few different locations, and West Lafayette was certainly one of them.
All right. Well,
fond remembrances of my years there.
Yeah, Purdue and Lafayette's a great place, although, you know, we're Big Ten country here, so you got to, like, downplay the Purdue and sort of become an Illini fan. That's the way that works.
Gotcha. Okay, I understand.
All right. Tell us a little bit about your history. Where do you come from?
I grew up and still live in Northwest Indiana, although I've spent we're really a suburb of Chicago, and so I've spent most of my career all of my career in Illinois, most of it in the Chicago market in the last 25-plus years in healthcare.
All right. Now, you spent some time literally at the University of Chicago Medicine. And what made you apply for this position or reach out, or did they come looking for you?
Well, it was a little bit of a combination of both. I was definitely looking for the ability to move into this kind of role. It just felt like my career had prepared me for this. And I was looking for some specific things in an organization and felt that this opportunity really matched up with what I was looking for.
Okay. And what was it that stuck out to you as you talked to folks involved in the HSHS system? What sort of aligned with your values?
Well, that's it. The key word there is values. That's exactly an organization that matched my values. And it's, I was very fortunate to have that for my career, virtually all my career in healthcare, but an organization that really cares about the entire community and is dedicated to, understands that it's important that you, especially with community hospitals, that you operate them as a business because you have to be good stewards of their resources, but you also have to be there for the community. That's really what it's with the whole purpose of having this kind of network, the way that healthcare is developed in the United States. Community hospitals play a key role, and finding someone that's really dedicated to that role makes the job just a lot more rewarding. I mean, you're very privileged when you work in healthcare because you get to work in an area that ultimately matters. And so when you find people that get that part right, it makes everything else a lot easier.
All right. At the same time, it's a very tough field right now, right?
Absolutely. There's this kind of a mandate really from the country that started with probably well before and includes much more than just the Affordable Care Act, but basically people have looked to the healthcare industry and said, hey, you have to raise the quality while simultaneously either reducing or controlling the cost. The costs were just rising to be too big a percentage of the American GDP. So we have to become more efficient and get better at the same time. And fortunately, that actually works pretty well in healthcare. You find out that when you eliminate waste, you actually reduce errors and things improve. So they're not mutually exclusive. They're very compatible dual targets, but that means that you have to innovate and adapt or hospitals. You see hospitals around the country are closing now, and that was one of the side effects and actually maybe one of the intentions of the Affordable Care Act was to eliminate excess capacity of certain types of providers in healthcare while preserving resources for the shortage of physicians we're definitely going to face, or we face now, and it's just going to get worse in the next few decades.
Yeah, I read a study yesterday where physicians are really having a tough time. Nursing is another part of the industry that's really tough to fill. I mean, if you were a parent, or you are a parent, a grandparent, or you were giving advice to people, are these still great fields to go into for kids?
Oh, absolutely. The issue is navigating in a way. It's expensive to go to medical school, certainly an expensive proposition. So understanding the economics of it are important. You don't come out with debt that exceeds your ability to earn income. But there are a lot of creative ways to do that, and a lot of resources out there for prospective medical students because the country needs physicians. And you see a real rise in the programs that provide physician assistants and nurse practitioners. Because they have to step in and fill the gap because there just aren't going to be enough doctors.
All right, we're visiting with Michael Hicks, who's been named the new HSHS St. Mary's Hospital president and CEO. He'll take the position starting April 1st. What do you do when you land on a job? Move to a new community? You got to get to know folks? I mean, what's the strategy for the first 6 months or 12 months in this role?
Well, I think getting to know, certainly getting to know the organization inside and out. So I need to really get to know on a very personal level, medical staff, the workforce, the leadership at the hospital. But I also want to get to know the community. I want to get to know individuals in the community and get a feel for what's important. I'm really sensing, much like where I currently live, that people tend to live in Decatur generation after generation. And so there's obviously a lot to recommend it. I love the fact that it's kind of a combination of an urban area with a small town feel. So there was a lot more in Decatur than I expected. Culturally and, things to do. So we're very excited about that. But it still has that small town feel that we're very used to. So I drive out of a very urban working environment in my past much more of a small town feel. So this feels pretty familiar. But like I said, there's a lot of exciting aspects about the Decatur community. So I want to get involved and I want to get to know people.
All right. Well, we look forward to spending more time with you. Congratulations on the new job and welcome to the community.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
All right. Michael Hicks, the new CEO and president of HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. He'll take the job full time April 1st. Him and his wife, Mary Beth, who are now empty nesters by